Water use issues continue to spark challenges to County Planning Commission cannabis permitting decisions, and the Board of Supervisors has approved another appeal of a rainwater catchment requirement. Last July, the Commission approved a permit for about 25,000 square feet of mostly outdoor cannabis cultivation off Dyerville Loop Road in the Garberville area. Irrigation is sourced from a well, and since there was uncertainty about connection to surface waters, the Commission required that 20% of water use consist of rainwater catchment. The farm owner, Dyerville Farms LLC, disagrees with the requirement and filed an appeal seeking to waive it. The Board of Supervisors took it up on September 27th, and it got majority support. Planning staff recommended approval of the appeal. Asked why the Commission set the rainwater requirement, senior planner Stephen Santos talked about how the county is responding to drought.
They had general concerns about climate change and drought, which are legitimate concerns, but there was no specific finding that those concerns affected this well's ability to provide the projected water needs for this project. And staff's analysis of the appeal also concluded that those general concerns by the Planning Commission were contemplated in the mitigation and monitoring program that was adopted as part of the CMM LUO. And there is a safety valve built into the cannabis ordinance that if conditions present themselves in a contemporaneous fashion that impact water availability for a cannabis project, the county retains the right to lower the amount of cultivation being conducted proportional to that emergency or to that contemporaneous condition.
Santos said the cannabis farm's water use falls far below the scale of groundwater replenishment, saying that, quote, really there are no findings for wanting to do this. Supervisor Michelle Bushnell motioned to approve the staff recommendation. Debate ensued. Supervisor Steve Madrone acknowledged that the Commission's rainwater requirement represents a de facto policy change, but he supports it. And he said policy changes from the board haven't happened, but might through a ballot measure process.
I think the Planning Commission is trying hard to adapt to things we've learned in the last several years, especially the fact of the multi-year drought. And I applaud them for that. And they've asked this board to act and consider some policy changes, but we have not done that. And I believe the outcome of that is we now have an initiative that appears to have enough signatures to get on the ballot in March of 2024. And we may or may not like the outcome of the initiative. So I would suggest that ultimately this board does need to consider some possible policy changes and or ordinance amendments.
Planning Director John Ford was asked about the debates over use of wells and hydrologic connection. He described geologist reports as, quote, expert record, and differentiated between it and, quote, the perception of a problem. Supervisor Mike Wilson questioned whether, quote, in aggregate, more wells in an area will have an impact overall. But Supervisor Bushnell said making spot requirements in the absence of definitive policy is unfair.
I think that it's really unfair that applicants have a policy in front of them that says you can do this, and then you can do this if you get a certification or get an analysis from a geologist, which all of that costs money, and they have done everything that's been required of them. And then for them to come back and say, oh, but let's go ahead and do this just because. And that's where I fundamentally have a problem without it being in the ordinance or in the policy. I don't disagree that water is number one key issue with any cultivation project, but it should also be number one for every project, not just cultivation.
A majority of supervisors voted to grant the appeal, with Madrone and Wilson voting against it. Supervisors first considered the appeal on August 30th, but it was continued due to a typo in the geologist's report. The meeting also included another appeal of a commission rainwater requirement, which was approved with the same 3-2 vote. During last week's hearing, Bushnell said she supports requiring forbearance for wells, but in an August 16th appeal hearing, a majority of supervisors, including Bushnell, voted against requiring forbearance for a Southern Humboldt cannabis farm that uses a well. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.